Deuteronomy chapter number 25. If the Lord will help me preach this morning. I'll try not to hold you long and just make an altar as quickly as I can. And it just seemed like since camp meeting, the Lord has just been so rich and well to every one of us. And I'm thankful for what the Lord is doing. I sure don't want to be one that takes blessings and never become gratitude toward Him for it. You ain't got time for that foolishness. Has the Lord been good to anybody in this house? Amen. It's the resounding of our worship is what He wants to hear. That's what He wants to know, that we do appreciate what He's done. Feel the Lord dealing with my heart. May God help me here this morning. Deuteronomy chapter number 25, when you found your place, say amen. Amen. Verse 17. The Bible said, remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way. When ye were come forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee. And when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. Therefore, it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about, and in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it. Thou shalt not forget it. And the Word of God said, and remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way. Verse 18, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee. And when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. The Lord will help me. I want to preach on this little subject out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Would you stretch your hands this way one more time? Father, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we inhabit your presence right here to help us. We desire the glory and the presence of God to fall in this building in Jesus' name. It is very much familiar reading to Bible readers who are very well acquainted with the setting of the Scripture, of the journeying of the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, heading toward the land of Canaan, who in this building, to be honest, has so laced with the song that was sung to us right here this morning from the very beginning of the thought, in my little lifespan, I've had a lot of troubles and trials. I've had a lot of troubles and heartache. I've had back sets. I've had troubles. One man said, I have seen more valleys than I have seen mountains. There's times in our life where we see things that we wished we had not have saw. There's things that we are confronted with that we wish to God that we were never, ever confronted with it. There's parents, there's children, there's individuals in this building who look behind themselves and say, I wish to God some things I've never in my life had to deal with. But the real hard part of dealing with the conflict or the trouble is to deal with what hit me when I wasn't expecting it. The enemy, the devil, he is never an individual who is a frontal attack at the people of God. It is his strategy as that of a coward who wants to hit from behind and stagger you on your feet. Reach you to a place where you feel like you are utterly hopeless at trying to sustain the attack of the enemy. Amen. I want to take a minute, if I can, and tell you what I feel here. Amalek was one of the grandsons of Saul, Esau. He was one of the grandsons of Esau. Every Bible reader in this building understands and knows the nature and the trait of Esau. He was the man that sold his birthright. He was the man that deemed that everything that God had, it wasn't worth anything. It didn't mean nothing to him. It didn't matter what his father said. It didn't matter what Isaac tried to tell him. Esau was a man after his own will. He was a man that passion drove him more than understanding. He was an individual that if I can't have it now, then I quit. He was the type of man that if I can reach out and I can grab a hold of it, then I believe in it. But when he reaches that spot in his life and he realizes that God works not by the seen, but by the unseen, the hand of God oftentimes moves in realms that are out of the eyesight of a man's life, and it comes from what he sees out of his heart. It comes by what he knows that God is able to perform out of not understanding, but out of experience. I have seen God do it. I've watched God do it, and I know God is able to make it happen. But can I tell you in this building that even the spirit of Esau, it leans from one generation unto the other generation. And now we got Amalek. He comes along in the very inscription of the word of God. He said he feared not God. Be careful, mom, and be careful, daddy, what spirit you have, that it don't leak unto your babies. Oh God, help me preach, Lord. Amalek was a man who was born into a house of hate, into a house of bitterness, into a house of jealousy, into a house of broke down promises and commitments. Come here just a minute. He was born into a place where he himself had no regard for God at all. Great God. But can I jump a little bit past the history here and preach to you a little bit about this subject? The Bible said that when the children of Israel were coming out of the land of Egypt and they were headed to Canaan, I want to talk to you just a minute. Is it not like the devil who marches along sometimes within earshot of us, and he hears what we say, he watches what we do, and he comes to attack us, not on the own front, but to come up from behind us and get us to the place where we realize
I wasn't expecting what was coming behind me. Oh, can I tell you, it's all time to backset from the behind. It gets us to the place where we feel like quitting, where we feel like giving up. But can I tell you in this house, if we can be sober against the attack of the enemy, we can be far off against the powers of hell. We can have a defense from what comes from behind. Oh, can I tell you, fear not him that is able to attack from the back, but watch unto God, who's watching all around us, who's looking at us, who sees us, and who knows who we are.
You see, Amalek, he was a man of a coward life. He never wants to attack from the front. He always wants to cripple at the advantage of his own will and to make you feel like he is a tyrant. But you remember one thing, that every attack, whether from the front or the side or the back, God foresees and God knows what the enemy's doing. Hallelujah. Got a little bit of preaching right here to do. The Bible says in 2 Peter 5 and 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. I feel like if it's anything that would jump up inside of me, that'll make me want to shout hallelujah, it would be that the fact that the power of the scripture said he did not say he was the lion. I want to preach a little bit right here. He may sound like a lion, but he's not a lion. He may sound like he's vicious, but unto a child of God, he cannot cross the bloodline. He cannot come against the blood-bought saint of God. He may come up from behind, but he cannot overtake, for the vengeance of God is greater than the power of the enemy. I need to say that again. The vengeance of God is greater than the attack of hell. I said, I need to say it again. The vengeance of God is greater than the attack of hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We oftentimes fear what the roar is behind us instead of watching him that's marching in front of us. We often fear what we hear instead of being aware of what we know and what we see. Notice the word of God said that he is as a roaring lion. I may not be the best. I may not sound like the best, but I feel like preaching this right here. You hear me in this building? There is only one notable identity unto the lion, and that was, he did not say when he described my Jesus that he was as the lion of the tribe of Judah. He said he was the lion of the tribe of Judah. There is a major difference in being as the ass and the ears. The ass would only look like it. The ass would only sound like it, but the ears is the I am. The ears is the knowing all. The ears is he's the perfect one. He is the righteous one. He is the holy one. And there is no lion. There is no false. Like the power of the lion.
of the tribe of Judah. Somebody say amen. The as-is lion roars. The as-is lion makes you fearful. The as-is lion tells you you're dying. The as-is lion tells you you'll never make it. The as-is lion tells you you're going under. But the lion that is, he said, I am the lion of the tribe of Judah. I am your defender. I am your keeper. I am the spell breaker. I am the power that's able to destroy the very powers of hell. Regardless who we are and regardless what we are, there is no lion like our lion. That lion may be able to roar, but he can't defend. That lion may be able to holler, but he can't conquer. The only true lion is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Never, help me time, Lord. Never has there been a time in our day where there seems to be a greater attack on the people of God as it is in our generation. It almost seems as if hell has turned loose every weapon it has of force against the people of God. In some way or another, he has tried. Woo! He's tried to battle a cancer, but he lost. I feel like I need to say that. He's tried to battle a cancer, but he lost. Woo! Help my time, Holy Ghost. Get the man a chair and bring him right here. Hallelujah. I didn't know it definitely he would be here today. And part of this is not even in my notes. But since he's here, let me use him. If I can, if for just a space of time, it won't take but a minute. I just want to talk about what the lion's going to do in deliverance. Amen. Hear me in this building. We heard the roar of the lion. And the roar was, it's cancer. We heard the roar of the lion, and he said his fear, his frustration, its aggravation, its aggression out of control, it's a force that's coming against you. I can't think, I can't sleep, I can't talk, I can't walk, I can't do anything, but that is only the roar of the lion. But let me tell you what the lion's able to do. The real lion is able to say it's gone. And it's gone. The real lion is able to say, I can break that fear. I dispel it in the name of Jesus. I said, I dispel it in the name of Jesus. Somebody better shout hallelujah. I feel like telling you, you can shake it or you can fight it. It's up to you. You can keep it or you can shake it off. Say, hey, hallelujah. Is your lion like Amalek? Does he come up from the roar from behind?
Does he scream in your ear? And does he tell you that trouble is near? Failure is final. Hope has took wings and flew away. Sorrow's here to stay. Pain and anguish and sorrow and pain of life. It's just a part of life. But can I tell you that what the real lion's done? And I don't mean to stay on the line. Let me hurry and get off it. Can I tell you what the real lion done? He took the sting out of death. He took the pain out of hurting. Woo! Hallelujah. He told sickness, you've got a boundary and you can't go no further. Hey, hallelujah. You may not be able to see it today, but the invisible hand of God, what came up from the behind and attacked upon you, it had a boundary around it and said, you can come, but you can't come no further. You can get a little closer, but you can't get no further than that. I want to tell somebody in this house, he may come up from behind, but he'll never get you out. He'll never take you over. He may smite. He may try to walk, but the victory's God. You hear me? I said the victory is the Lord. God, listen to me. God hates your enemy. Did you hear me? I said, God hates your enemy. He despises him. He can't stand him. Oh, come on now. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? Every tactic of hell that bumfiles you, it makes God, even the anger, kindled the higher. If the word of God said God is angry with the wicked every day, it's impossible for him to have the same anger yesterday and the same anger today. That means he simply grows in his hatred against the powers of the enemy. Oh, can I tell you in this house, what came up from behind may look like a trophy room in the halls of hell. It will only turn into ashes later in life when God turns the tide and said, I remember what he done. I remember what he said. I remember how he made you feel. I remember what he done to you, and it shall be no more. As Amalek came to you out of nowhere, notice three things. If I can preach it to you, he came. This is straight out of your Bible. Right here, that's it. I pulled these three things from the Word of God. He met them by the way, and he met them when they were weary. And he met them when they were wayward. He met them by the way. What do you mean by the way? I heard the inevitable call. Get out of Egypt, head to Canaan. The promise is in Canaan's land. Hallelujah. One thing we must all remember is never forget Canaan. You didn't hear me. Never. I wish it was loud enough to part your hair. Never. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're going through. Don't forget Canaan. I don't care what hell throws at you. I don't care how many times Amalek comes in from behind you. Don't forget it! He met him by the way. How did he meet him by the way? I want to tell you how he met him by the way. He came up as an ambush. Not from the side. Not from the front. But he was in ambush from behind. Come on now. Come on, Bethel. Help me preach a minute. I felt the Holy Ghost so strong the other day. And maybe it's just my wishful thinking. Or maybe it ain't. But I'm going to chalk it up, it ain't. I can just about see our little church reaching a crippled joint. Our choir leader's been sick. Our elders have been wounded. They're faint. And they're weary. And they've been hit from the back. Not only has our singers, our preachers, our elders, notice what the Word of God said, they that lingered back, those that were too feeble, and those that were not able, they weren't able to march. Don't get offended at me. Don't get offended at me. But he didn't hit them where he knew he'd be whooped at. It's the coward's way of hitting from where he knows they can't fight back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I said, oh, praise God. I feel the Lord with me right here. I too have been in the front line and watched as others were afflicted and said, oh God, help us to fight the enemy. But then there have been times I've watched God trade my place with somebody else and put me in the back of the line and said, it's your turn now. Come on now. I want to tell you, God oft times makes his best soldiers not out of the strength of power, not out of the ability to war, but sometimes out of the ability to cry. Sometimes out of the ability to just say, Lord, not my will, but thy will to be done. You see, there is a phase in the attack of the enemy. He wants to meet you while you're saved. He don't bother anybody that ain't saved. He ain't interested in messing with somebody who's got it all made up in their mind that they're going to make it come sink, swim, or die without the cross and without the blood. It was a great preacher. I think it was George Whitefield. I read this and just come back to me. This great preacher got done preaching, and a young boy walked up to him and said, sir, he said, all this big talk and preaching about the devil, he said, I ain't never seen the devil, and I don't know nothing about what the devil can do. The old wise preacher turned and looked at him, and he said, I don't expect you would. Anybody that's walking with him in the same direction, he's going. Do I got any historians in here? Do I got any map people in here? Egypt's here. Canaan's over there. They had to come up, out of Egypt to travel to Canaan. And somewhere in the course of going up and out, Amalek was going down. And he ran headlong into the people of God, hid himself, and said, I'll cripple them where they can't go no further. So he comes in from the backside and he comes around. I'm fixing to try to preach a little bit here. Has the devil ever come to you, sister, right out of your own house where you thought all of a sudden everything's right and good, everything's going perfect, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere he comes up from behind and he just shocks you with a hit that you wasn't even expecting from out of nowhere? What are you trying to say, preacher? Can I tell you, in this house, the hit from the back will never defame you. It will never break.
break you down. It'll never deface you. God keeps the charge. Hell may fight from the back, but hold on a little while. There'll come a day when God will say, you just keep walking. I'll make the rear guard. I'll make up the slack. You just keep marching.
Come to the piano. Hear me in this building. I can just about see the children of Israel as they go to march. And as they're marching by the way, all of a sudden, can I have your attention? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they hear somebody say, "Oh!" And all of a sudden they hear somebody go, "Bloop!" And all of a sudden they hear somebody say, "Oh no!" Bloop! There they go. I may not get to preach this the way I'd like, or the way I feel like I would like to preach it. But I'm worried that we're more worried about what the enemy's doing than we are what God's able to keep. Come on here now. I want you to understand. God help me, please, to preach this. Keep me right where I need to be. Some in this building, it's been the very attack of the enemy that's hit you out of nowhere. One day you're laughing, and then all of a sudden, it hits you. You don't know where it came from. It's the phone call. It's the war in the house. It's the question of what to do. You ain't leaving me yet. Don't worry about the piano. Don't worry about anything. You listen to me. Hell's made you believe whatever's behind you is greater than what's in front of you. It's almost got you to the place where you feel like the next fall's going to be mine. The next thump, that'd be me, you hear falling to the side. But notice what he attacked. He attacked the weary, the feeble, the faint. Stare at me. How come you got a preacher that's telling you worship? How come you got a preacher that's telling you be faithful to the house of God? How come you got a preacher that's telling you, tighten up, pull up a little higher? How come you got a preacher that's telling you while you're young, shake it off and get rid of it before you get old and you can't get rid of it? I have a greater chance. I feel the Holy Ghost with me right here. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are, but I have a greater chance preaching the evils of television out of your house while you're young than I do when you're old.
because you can't see the wrong in it no more. So he makes you feeble by the attachment of things that you hold on to. He makes you weak by the pleasures that you love to indulge in. He comes up from behind while you're not looking for him, and he smacks you. He wars with you and he fights with you. And then before you know it, he wants you to believe that the attack is to your end. But I got something I need to tell you before I close. Never has there been a more discouraging, and I'm not magnifying this. Never has there been a more discouraging, tormenting time for the people of God. Can I talk to you? Am I saved? Will God keep me? Will God hold on to me? Will God carry me? Will God let the devil kill me? Will God allow the devil to have mastery over me? Huh? The quicker you learn that the devil can't kill, the better you're going to feel. The quicker you learn that he that holds all power within heaven and in earth has took his own blood and draw the bloodline around you. Come on here now. That's not just somebody's blood. He stuck his own finger in his own blood and said, get inside the circle. I'm going to keep you inside the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. When the enemy lies and says, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to destroy your work. I'm going to destroy your home. I'm going to tear you down to an utter failure. I'm going to reduce you from where you're at to where I want you. But you forgot. We remember Canaan's up the road. And that's where we're headed. We're not headed for the land of misery and pain and sorrow. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. We're marching through your valley. Somebody hear me? We're marching through your valley. Did you hear what he said? Yea, though I walk through. He didn't say I was living. He didn't say I was going to stop. He didn't say anything at all. Come on now. I know the devil. You hear me? You hear me? I know the devil. I heard you talk way up here. All is well. I know that. I know that and I appreciate it. But you can't tell me there wasn't a time when the devil said, Stanley, when everybody else is asleep, nobody else is around, and you woke up by yourself, and there's the hit out of nowhere. This is going to be your end. This is going to be where you stop at. But oh, can I tell you, hell's song only lasts but just for a little song. But the song of the redeemed goes on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may look at me right now, praise God,
I said, you may look at me right now and say, he's beat up, he's bruised, he's battered, he's torn, he's wore out. But you forgot to look deeper. I'm still marching. I may stagger in my thought. My feet may become slippery, but I'm still marching. I ain't stopped yet. I ain't quit yet. I'm going on anyways. The Bible said he attacked them when they were weary, lacking of strength or energy. He caught them by the way. He caught them while they were, come here. While they were doing good, doing what they were told, he caught them while they were doing what they're told. I don't understand, preacher. Everything was going good just a couple Sundays ago. I felt like I had the world by the tail and I was slinging it. And I had control of it all. But today, I've been hit from out of nowhere. I've been knocked a loop and I don't know exactly how to recover from it. I want to preach just a moment if I can. You feel like still playing or I don't want to bury you, wore you out. But I'm just about finished right here. I didn't know, I didn't think I was going to do this part. But I feel like I need to. There's some things God says into your life. Forget. He told the children of Israel when they marched in the land. And they were leaving from out of Egypt. And they were crossing the Red Sea. Listen to me. What did he say? When Israel was marching across that water, Pharaoh was coming behind them. What did he say? You'll see them no more. That means I'm going to take them out of your memory. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost to preach here. Anybody ever been in a battle? Raise your hand. Anybody ever been in a battle that you felt like it was going to be your bitter end? I ain't getting much help right there. I got more children raising their hand that ain't hardly been through nothing than I do adults just as I've been there. I've been there when the devil's told me every one of my prayers mean nothing to God. I've been there when I recited the promises back to him that he made to me. But I've also been there when I've told him my own failures. And I said, I need your help to keep going. You going to help me preach here? Not only is there a place where God says you're not going to remember, but then there is a place where God says, don't you forget. Don't you forget. You know what happened? The children of Israel marched and they overcame their losses. And they marched. So listen to me. Somebody better pay close attention. Keep your eyes out of the carpet. Look at me. Should never have said that in the house of God. What in the world's in the carpet that you wouldn't want to? You'd rather stare at it than you had heaven. I can just about see it. They started marching. And while they were marching, somebody said, well, that battle, I just forget it, forgot it. God said, don't you forget it. Don't you forget what he did. Remember, Amalek and what he did? Some of us has lost our fight because we forgave. Oh, it sounds contradictory right here. We've lost our fight because we forgave our enemy when God said, don't forget. What the devil's done to you. It don't set too well, does it?
Don't forget, every time you went to get up, he pushed you down. Don't forget, every time you got alone, he said, you're going to fail. You ain't going to make it. Every time you went to testify, he told you, you're just going under. He said, don't you forget him. You know what? That's just what God was saying was, I ain't forgetting him. You don't forget him. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. Woo! Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Brother Stanley, since you're the newest case on the block, is it okay? I'm picking on you. Don't you forget what he did. I'm not talking about him. Don't forget what he tried to do. He tried to give me cancer. Went into your high times and marched into Canaan. He said, don't you forget. Don't you forget what that devil tried to do to you. The reason some of us has lost our fight and our push, we forgot. I got up, but I didn't get up because I was worthy getting up. I got up because God's going to let me get vengeance on my enemy. You ain't helping me. And so while they were forgetting and just marching, God caught them. In a reminding moment, come honey, get ready to sing her. She's still in here, she's gone. Got glasses. Yeah. Listen to me. While they turned to keep marching, God said, hey! Don't forget what Amalek has done to you. I ain't forgot it. I saw how he attacked at your weak ones. I saw how he attacked at the feeble ones in your band. Come on now, saints of God. There was a time, Sister Lee, when you was a lot stronger than you are right now. And you saw the devil attack some of the little feeble saints of God. And you said, Lord, help me to fight for them. Come on, Daddy. Come on, some of you older saints. Let me fight for them. Let me. But God said, don't you worry about it. I remember what he done to them. And I'm going to pay him back. I'm going to pay him back. Hallelujah. You remember one thing. God has a vengeance department. Hallelujah. And he will carry out vengeance on the wicked. Woo! Help my time. God help me to preach this. What is he saying, preacher? Don't be distraught. Give up and quit. You got a reason to keep on fighting. Because if you quit now, you ain't never going to see the victory on your enemy. I know some of you ain't going to like this. But there are some victories that attach to bloodlines. You going to leave me? Y'all said, I remember what they said to you. I remember what he done to you. And I love this part. And I'll quit. I'm not even halfway through my notes. I'm just skipping around. But I love this. He said, I know what he did. And he said, but I'm going to wipe him out. Can I put that in layman's terms? I'm going to wipe him out. And not only am I going to wipe him out, I'm going to leave what I wipe out as such a testimony. Nobody in the world will ever forget you attack God's children. You got God to pay. Huh? Come on. You fight in war with the children of God. You talk about them. You beat up on them. You slander them. You knock them down. You got God to pay. Woo! Hallelujah. But you say, preacher, I've been hit from out of nowhere. But can I tell you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Hell's trying to fight it. Hell's trying to stop it. Hell's trying to do away with it. But he can't stop the church. Tried to burn the scriptures out of existence, but they still stand. Skeptics have bargained and barraged the Bible and scorned it and slandered and said it's lies, but it still stands. Fools have attempted to bury the word out of sight and out of the mind of society, but the Bible's still alive. Scorners has endeavored to banish the scriptures from the schools and government and institutions of our world, but yet the word of God, it still stands. Can I tell you in this building, when God remembers your enemy, he shall carry vengeance on your enemy.
All the rest I want. World.